6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Wednesday, April 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. So glad you could join us. Well, let you know, we've changed addresses for the Power Hour in the Power Mall. It's now Post Office Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And want to let you know also, the price of iComplex CS is going to be going up by $3. Not our fault. It was the manufacturer price increase. And this is the reason why. We're going to be offering the new formula for the same price as original from Friday, April 22nd to Friday, April 29th only. So you're not going to be able to get it for the $49.95 price. After that date, it's going up to $52.95, but the bottles now contain 120 capsules a bottle. The dose is 4 per day instead of 3. This allows for the increase in the new ingredients. And plus, the pills are smaller, easier to swallow, but a total of 4 has more than 3 of the older capsules you used to take. The pills. So there you have it. 10% off of North American Urban Spice, Strauss Naturals, and Head to Toe Clay. All those products are 10% off at the Power Mall this week. Plus, we've got closeouts on Sammy Plus, Tranquil, and Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60 Count. So that's a good thing for those of you wanting to stock up. You can do that. We're going to have Perry A. As a matter of fact, Perry Arledge is going to be with us talking about Living Clay and Nature's Own Miracle Cure. We have a ton of testimonials lined up to show you just how effective clay is. As a matter of fact, it even removes radiation. We'll be talking about that in our news segment here, too, because things just keep brewing in the Ukrainian situation. And, of course, the Power Hour is on radio, AM, FM, shortwave, as well as streaming live. Now, we're on shortwave, 13.845 megahertz, but we also stream live on thepowerhour.com. You click listen now, and it comes up. And, of course, if you're a small business, you want to advertise on the Power Hour, guess what? We want to help you grow your business. And so you can contact us at support at thepowerhour.com. And you can buy us a cup of coffee when you see the banner pop up. Or you can become a team member. Pick level 1, 2, or 3 and support the Power Hour, which is what keeps us going. We appreciate your support in helping to keep the show on the air. We have all sorts of connections that we have been making over the ages. We've had big names like Peter Navarro, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We're about to break some news this morning, too, at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be joined by a spokesman for Airline Pilots for Health Freedom. These are ones that don't want to take the jab. They're looking out for your best interests as well as their own. They don't feel like it's necessary to be vaccinated to fly an aircraft when they're in that cockpit themselves and come in contact with passengers minimally. So we're going to have a spokesman from that Airline Pilots for Health Freedom on at the bottom of the hour with some breaking news. Oh, you're going to love it. This is why we're talking about solutions and making things happen. And of course, we move on to the news segment, and this is why we are talking about using calcium bentonite clay to get rid of radiation. The Kremlin is now claiming that NATO is engaging war with Russia using Ukraine as a proxy, according to Russian spokespeople, criticizing NATO and saying the danger of nuclear war is now serious and real. So war means war, according to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in a wide-ranging interview broadcast on Russian state TV on Monday. He repeated Russia's stance that it's legitimate to target weapons provided by Ukraine's Western allies, claiming the risk of a nuclear war is, quote, considerable now. A lot of people are saying they're just flapping their gums. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin responded Tuesday that threats of war in Ukraine escalating into a nuclear conflict are very dangerous and unhelpful. Well, you know what, Mr. Austin, why don't you pull your head out of your butt and listen to what these guys are saying? If they're serious about using a limited tactical nuke, it could turn into World War III because you're sticking your nose into places it doesn't belong. A lot of Americans agree with that. And while nobody wants to see a nuclear war happen, according to Austin, it's a war all sides lose. That term is called MAD, Mutual Assured Destruction. Because once they start launching weapons, the other side starts launching weapons, and cities start being decimated. So rattling of sabers and, you know, dangerous rhetoric is clearly unhelpful and something that we won't engage in. Well, fine. You just keep sticking your nose in, Austin, and your little boss there, Scarecrow. You know, Scarecrow, if he only had a brain, that Scarecrow at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old, that's Scarecrow. That's my new name for you-know-who.
I'm on fire, Scarecrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Him and the Wicked Witch of the West. You know, Giggles, his sidekick. So anyway, you know, we have a real problem with this administration. They want to promote war, and you've got several rhinos out there helping them do it. Germany, meanwhile, is confirming it's going to provide Gepard anti-aircraft tanks to Ukraine in a notable policy shift. And so these anti-aircraft tanks are going to be something else on the field of battle. Ireland, meanwhile, there's some real serious things going on. I have been to Ireland. I have seen this is, I mean, absolutely centuries old. And those of you who have been know exactly what I'm talking about. I took my wife there for her birthday in 2019 before this whole nonsense started and everybody had to be jabbed or had to have a PCR test and all this other nutty thing. Well, Ireland's open borders government has announced it wants for state actors to purchase more homes for refugees. Oh, guess who they're going to try to migrate in? As many as 200,000 Ukrainians. Yeah, 4% of the country's population. And this expanded acquisition program, according to Michael Martin, the Irish prime minister, we call him Taoiseach. That's the Irish Gaelic name is Taoiseach. Doesn't sound anything like it's spelled, but that's how it's pronounced. A significant percentage of those already on social housing waiting lists in the Irish capital of Dublin before the crisis appear to be foreign-born. So you see, they're all coming in here waiting on these lists. This is what socialism is all about. And they're doing it in the UK as well. People are sitting on waiting lists waiting for housing. What they're doing in the meantime, we have no idea. But these waiting lists frequently are being at least 30% occupied by those born outside of Ireland, according to data from 2021. And what's even more interesting is the fact that these children in school who have been also learning to speak Gaelic, and there is at least more than one Gaelic dialect, but they're learning, they want to start teaching them to speak Ukrainian. Wow. Imagine that. So that's why the headline reads, Irish natives shoved aside as government moves to buy homes for refugees. You know, here's the thing. I did a study on Ireland. If you're going to be building homes, Ireland's a great place to build them. You know why? Because they're 180,000 units short. This we know already. It's not, you know, the U.S. is going to do what the U.S. is going to do. And so, of course, if we have supply chain issues and we've got regulations going in at state and local levels that are inhibiting or prohibiting general contractors from building any more than three homes at a time in certain jurisdictions because they're basically just left to rot there because they can't get all the materials necessary to complete the homes because of supply chain issues. Well, you know, what do you think's going on overseas? You know, this is one of the reasons why I looked into steel SIP housing because it doesn't rely on wood to construct it. And this house that I'm building went up in 8 days. What does that tell you about how fast things go? So here's some interesting things that we talk about when we're talking about Ireland and we're talking about immigrants and we're talking about the southern border. Because a lot of states have apparently gotten together to try to figure out how to stop Biden and his nutbag Mayorkas, you know, the one that looks like an ostrich who just pulled his head out of the sand. That guy. You know, it's a real problem. A real serious problem. Just like this transgender lobby messing with our schools. And because New York's leaders refuse to stand up to the most absurd demands of transgender advocates, a woman got raped in the shower at Rikers. And in a similar outcome that the advocates insisted was sheer bigotry to fear, two New Jersey inmates got pregnant courtesy of a fellow prisoner. Amazing, you have two female inmates put in with a trans, and the trans says, hey, I want to have sex. You know, they just, the stork did not bring the kid, right? We all know this, right? I probably got a chuckle out of half of you. Well, this rape happened back in February, but the trans woman inmate only got sentenced this week to 7 years. The pregnancies are reportedly the result of consensual sex with a trans inmate. I mean, amazing how this works. So, yeah. This is nutty, folks. Of the 800 prisoners at Jersey's only women's prison, the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility, 27 of them are trans, not required to undergo surgery to be housed there under a foolish state court settlement. The City Department of Correction policy is at least less rigid, but it continues to house Marceline Harvey, a.k.a. Harvey Marceline. Amazing, I can just switch the names around, who killed at least two girlfriends in a men's unit at Rikers. But is Marceline even transgender? According to an interview with the Post, they indicated Marceline and Harvey were two different personalities. Oh, my. now we have a personality disorder, multiple personality disorder. Wow. The Kansas Senate, by the way, has overridden the governor's veto on a transgender sports ban bill. This is what happens when you get a Democratic governor in there. Vetoing the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, a bill that would ban biological male athletes from competing in women's school sports across the state. SB 160 requires interscholastic, intercollegiate, intramural, or club athletic teams or sports that are sponsored by public educational institution to ban male students from joining teams or sports designated for females. It does not ban female athletes or girls from participating in men or boys sports, just the other way around. It was vetoed by Kelly on April 15th, the governor. And so the Senate voted 28-10 on Monday to override her veto and now heads to the House for their lawmakers to vote to sustain or override the veto. Obviously, you know, people understand, unlike our newly appointed judge to the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who can't identify what the definition of a woman is. Yeah, this is really going to shake up the court when it comes to these kinds of cases. Filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza believes that the evidence presented in his new documentary, 2000 Mules, proves that large-scale illegal vote trafficking occurred in the 2020 election. Well, why? We're not surprised. We're going to give you a trailer for the 2000 Mules video in your email blast. So if you don't have it, you know what to do. And we have an Ohio school board president who has resigned after allegedly attempting to meet an 11-year-old girl for sex. John Gray, Goshen local school board president, is shown in a video being handcuffed by law enforcement in Indiana. I mean, seriously, 60-year-old president of Goshen. And, you know, it was uploaded to YouTube this past Saturday night by a group called Predator Catchers Indianapolis. The group describes themselves as volunteers who works to expose predators and protect children. Well, thank God the guy wasn't wearing a trench coat. He would have exposed himself all right. So, you know, the guy admits that he thought he was talking to a 12 or 13, something like that, trying to plead innocence by claiming he's got no intention of doing anything to the girl. By virtual admission of the fact that he was there to see a girl, telling the girl she has kissable lips and he wants to kiss and cuddle her. Yeah. Claims he got the girl's number from someone who told him she needed help. And he told her that just to make her feel better. Right. Wow. You see, this is what they do to snare your kids in, moms and dads. Understand these people are sick and twisted and need to be removed from society. Merrick Garland, the little commie pig in the AG slot, says no interference is going to be allowed into the DOJ's investigation into Hunter Biden. Yeah, we already know that many of Hunter's business associates visited the White House when Daddy Joe was VP. You know, Scarecrow? Yeah, when he was VP, they showed up. The visitor logs reveal that. Eric Schwerin, the former president of Hunter Biden's now dissolved investment firm Rosemont Seneca Partners, visited the White House at least 19 times from 2009 to 2015. Gee, I'm wondering why they didn't put his name and mug on the wine bottle. 19 crimes. Maybe Daddy Joe's picture, Scarecrow, will go on, and they can put a little saying on the bottom that we can all sing to. If he only had a brain. Yeah. That guy. A federal court on Tuesday dismissed a lawsuit challenging a provision of the Texas anti-abortion law that was signed last year. Having received the ruling of the Texas Supreme Court that named official defendants may not enforce the provisions of the Texas Heartbeat Act, the court remands the case with instructions to dismiss all challenges, according to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in its ruling. So you can read about that in our latest email blast coming into an inbox near you very soon. Do you remember the story I told you about the constable in Houston that told the woman if she sees somebody in her yard that doesn't belong there to shoot them in the face? Well, here's an interesting story out of Florida. This definitely makes my stash of keepers in the news reports. A Florida sheriff said he's urging homeowners to get gun safety training while encouraging them to shoot home invaders to, quote, save the taxpayers' money. This is Santa Rosa County Florida Sheriff Bob Johnson in a news conference. If somebody's breaking into your house, he says, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. Responding to an incident in Santa Rosa County where a homeowner reportedly shot at a repeat offender who attempted to break into their home, Johnson recommended the gun owner take a shooting and gun safety class. The alleged burglar, Brandon Joseph Harris, reportedly had, get this, 17 prior arrests on his record. Yeah, that's what we call a rap sheet as long as your arm, folks. If you take that class, you'll shoot a lot better and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers' money, Johnson remarked. You're not in trouble, he said of the unnamed homeowner. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. So there's a little hint for those of you that need a little brushing up. Contact your sheriff's office and see if they have a gun safety class. There you go. There's a solution for you. While Harris, the wannabe B&E burglar, wasn't injured, Johnson remarked, adding, he didn't get hit. Now we have to pay for him, local media reported. Some people don't learn, the sheriff added. For us, he is job security. I mean, we deal with him all the time. That means they have to take care of him, put him in custody, and it costs the taxpayers money. During last week's incident, sheriff deputies were able to capture Harris inside of a home and arrested him. Johnson confirmed he had several active warrants out. The man has a record stretching back to when he was 13 years old, spending more than 6 years in the slammer. Now he's being held on a $157,500 bond, facing multiple charges, according to records. Florida is one of several states with a stand-your-ground law, which stipulates any resident of a home who has no duty to retreat has the right to stand his or her ground or threaten to use force, according to the text of the law. Johnson, in the news conference, also criticized other states and municipalities for what he described as soft-on-crime policies regarding bail and sentencing reform. If you allow criminals certain liberties with your citizens, they're going to take an extra mile, he said. That's why people are leaving these areas in droves. You don't have the right to protect yourself or your property. See, that's blue state mentality for you, folks. You've got a comment. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And this is the thing, you know, take the gun safety class and do like the Houston Harris County constable said. Shoot them in the face, not the arm or the leg. Kill them. You're going to save the taxpayer money. You understand that, illegal immigrants? Look, so would somebody please translate that to them? Because I'll tell you what, it seems like we need some volunteers down at the border who are not afraid to help a property owner keep people from trespassing and damaging his property. And the way I look at it, if you get a whole bunch of people down there that are helping a property owner defend his property, I guarantee you when the gunfire starts, they're running in the opposite direction, and you know what I'm talking about. I mean, this is just crazy, folks. We can't do anything to stop this influx of people coming across the border. Otherwise, they're going to try to prosecute us. You know, I hate to say this, but guess what's going to happen in southern Texas? It's all turning red. All because of this. The Democrats have shot themselves in the foot by allowing this border migration to accelerate. And now they want to remove Title 52 or 42. I can't keep up with half these numbers. You know, half of them, they all have something to do with us losing our rights. That's what every single one of these executive orders or all this other gobbledygook that Scarecrow managed to sign off on his first day in office. And when it comes time to tackling the border crisis, the state of Ohio has one of the highest overdose rates in the country next to West Virginia, Kentucky, and Delaware. In 2021, Arkansas State Police confiscated 10 pounds of fentanyl, enough to kill more than 2 million people. Georgia fentanyl-involved deaths increased by more than 106% last year. On April 19th, the governors of 26 states announced the creation of a new Border Strike Force, which aims to disrupt and dismantle transnational criminal organizations. Folks, you know, the cartels are the ones that are shipping these people over here. The only way to stop them is to send a message to the Mexican governors that we are going to open fire on these Hanyaks as soon as we see them get into the Rio Grande. We're taking out the entire boat. And if these people want to continue to come over here, let them face the wrath of America. Half these people are not taking this seriously, folks, and I'm talking about our politicians. If they wanted to do something, all they got to do is open fire, and everybody will turn and run, even if they're warning shots. They start seeing bullets fly, these people will turn and hightail it right back into Mexico. Guaranteed. No, they don't want to do that. They're a bunch of wimps. They don't want to defend our country. They want it overrun so they can multiculturalize our country. All I have to do is cite one specific example of multiculturalism. It's called London. And you see how they failed? They got so many security cameras up there, half of them don't even work. You wonder why the crime rate's so high there. We're going to have Lane Cavanis on the show with us right after the break. We got some big news we're breaking here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us for the breaking news. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
And good morning once again. It's 11:32 in the morning, Central Time, Wednesday, April 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you live on the Power Hour. We're streaming on shortwave 13.845 megahertz, as well as on various AM/FM stations across the country and on thepowerhour.com. All you got to do is go there, tell your friends to go there. We've got some important updating news here that has to do with you getting on an airplane and wondering whether or not that plane is going to stay in the air, because the pilot was forced to get a jab. We have somebody that has frontline news on the subject matter. Lane Cavanis is with Airline Pilots for Health Freedom, and he's got some breaking news regarding confirmation of things that we've only been hearing about but have actually been confirmed. They've set up a GiveSendGo.com website. I'm going to let him tell you about that. Lane, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Really appreciate you having us on. It's very important work that you're doing, because we have very limited, the public has very limited resources to accurate information, and you're a big part of turning that situation around, so I thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, Lane, and not only that, I appreciate you coming on this show. God bless you, sir, for all the work you're doing, because everything that I have been on your Zoom calls, I've seen the conversations. The members of this group are very, very concerned about what's going on, especially the fact that you have confirmed only something that we've been hearing about. You know, we had Josh Yoder on the program from U.S. Freedom Flyers. And, of course, they have a website, usfreedomflyers.org. But the GiveSend Go, you have actually sent up the .com account to start to take in funds for future endeavors. And we want to alert people to that. Airline Pilots, the number 4, Health Freedom, is the name of the group. And so you have set this GiveSendGo site up. But the reason you're doing this is now we have definite confirmation that a pilot collapsed on the tarmac after landing his plane at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. Could you elaborate?
Yes, Dave, this is indeed a fact. On April the 9th, Captain Bob Snows, a very senior captain at American Airlines, landed his Airbus at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. I was in the DFW area at the time. That's where I am from. Captain Snow landed his aircraft, and I have seen, from his logbook, he showed me exactly 6 minutes after he taxied the aircraft into the blocks, into the gate at DFW, did the engine shutdown checklist, and the passengers were deplaning the aircraft. He collapsed, lost consciousness, and coded. His heart stopped completely. Very fortunately for Captain Snow, there was a Navy corpsman and a nurse on board the aircraft. They alerted the other crew that, hey, your captain has passed out and is lying motionless on the cockpit floor, dragged him out, and immediately began administering CPR on the jet bridge of their DFW. After 3 shocks with the defibrillator, they were able to get his heart started, and he was rushed to the emergency room at the hospital.
All right. Now, you have been to his bedside, correct? How is he?
Well, he's doing much better. I was at his bedside 3 days after the event. He, both Josh Yoder and I went together and visited him. Also, Dr. Pete Chambers was good enough to drive all the way up from the Austin area to meet with Captain Snow and go over a regimen for his recovery. Captain Snow's from the San Antonio area. He is back at home now, recovering with his family, and so he's much better. But, you know, he was forced to take the J&J shot. He did not want to take the J&J shot, and I'm sure many of your listeners may have seen the TikTok video where he says this is a result of being forced to take this vaccination. So it's a really serious situation, and, of course, it's being buried. But fortunately for the public, folks like you are making the information available.
Well, we have to, you know, because I just basically it's very difficult now. And I can't understand why we've got 220 million people in the same situation, Lane, that they've all gotten the jab. They've gotten the second jab. They've gotten booster after booster after booster because they believe every bloody thing that their lame brain government and their president Scarecrow tell them. And this is, I call him Scarecrow because if he only had a brain. So, you know, the guy obviously doesn't have a brain. And that's why I like doing the Wicked Witch of the West impersonations.
That's a great one.
You remember where she said that, have a little fire, Scarecrow? You know, that sort of thing. Because the man doesn't have a brain. Because if he did, he would put a stop to this nonsense. Because what he doesn't realize is that if he's in Air Force One and his pilots all of a sudden stroke out in the cockpit, he's going down. And we won't have a president anymore. So, you know, apparently, you know, it doesn't, what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander when it comes to the federal government, because we don't even know if he's actually taken the jabs, like he says, and hasn't gotten a dose of saline instead. We don't know. But what I do know is after having heard all of this stuff, you obviously, you have an agenda, and you go ahead and elaborate on that.
Well, I will say, let me go back to Biden for just a minute. We know this. He, whether he took the jab or not, he did whatever someone told him to do, whatever his handlers told him to do. If it was take a job or take a placebo, that's what he did, because that's all he does. He does what he's told to do and nothing else. So we all know what that situation is. No, I mean, my agenda is I want our freedom and I want our liberty. And we're not going to be told, you know, in the United States of America, we do not take forced medical procedures because, you know, mommy and daddy tell us to, because our senior vice president of human resources says we're going to do it or we're going to get fired. We don't do it because President Biden says you're going to take this jab or you're not going to have a way to protect, to provide for your family or to make a living. That's not how we operate in the United States of America. And if that means that we lose our jobs or we face some kind of persecution, so be it. I'm not willing to operate or live or function or be a functioning member of a society like that. I'm just not willing to live like that. So this is my line in the sand personally. I will not budge from this. My group of pilots will not budge from this. And we got to stand up for what's right now, because if we don't, it's Katie bar the door after this. There's no stopping. There's no end in sight for what they'll do next.
No doubt. 844-769-2944 is the number to call, folks. You got something to chime in. Hey, you're the one that's going to be getting on that aircraft like so many other millions of people are on a regular basis. My biggest concern, you know, now for Pilot Snow, because of the fact that he collapsed on the tarmac, does that not put his job at risk?
Well, his job's over. I mean, it was for two things. And I hope not. And God bless Captain Snow. And let me tell you, what he has done is so courageous, because the airlines have the pilots so bullied and so in a state of Stockholm syndrome that they're afraid to speak out and say this is wrong and we're not going to do it. You know, they have very lucrative careers in front of them. The problem for Captain Snow is two things. He had a heart attack. He had a heart issue, and we believe it was a direct result of the J&J shot. He had a flawless record of physicals before this. And as a pilot over 40, you have to have an EKG once a year. You have to have a flight physical, first-class airman's flight physical twice a year. So he had a heart attack, and then number two, he lost consciousness. And if you lose consciousness for any reason, you're immediately removed from service until that can be proven why you lost consciousness. Now, of course, the two are associated, so we know why. But it would be a very difficult situation for him to ever fly again. The problem for pilots is if we self-report, okay, we've been ordered that we have to take this jab, okay, but then we have side effects. If you report the side effects, you're taken off your job. You're not paid for your time. So you have pilots that are, I know for a fact, because I talk to them and I fly with them, are covering up the very serious side effects they're having. I fly with pilots that got the first jab and they are having blood clots blowing out of their nose the next 2 or 3 weeks. And they say, Lane, there's no way in hell I'm getting that second shot. I'm just not going to do it. I know for a fact you have pilots that say they got the shot and have documentation that they got the shot, but they're not getting the shot because they know better. But so many pilots are having such serious side effects from the shot, but they're covering it up because they will lose their medical, they will lose their livelihood. It's not just enough to have the training. You have to have a current medical to function as a member of a flight crew. And without that medical, your license is useless. So you have to have that maintained, and part of the maintenance of that is that you can't have the kind of side effects that many pilots are experiencing now. Now, not all are experiencing these side effects, not all, but it's a big enough percentage that it's a serious problem. Obviously, with Captain Snow, it's a serious problem.
Well, seeing the thing that I have that chaps my hide, I guess for a better lack of a Texas term, is the fact, Lane, that these pilots literally, after taking these jabs, could stroke out in the cockpit and crash the plane.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Who do we sue? Do we have a wrongful death suit? I mean, that's enough right there that, you know, I had stock in American at one time and in Southwest, no more.
Yeah.
I'm yanking. I'm telling everybody, if it was me, I would yank every single bit of airline stock I've got. I'd start tanking their stock.
Dave, there's no way to prove it. If they stroke out and they crash the plane, they'll never prove that was from the shot. There's no way. There'll be no way to prove it. They'll say they had a heart attack or a stroke or whatever, but they don't have a definitive proof for that stroke or that heart attack, and it'll never be proven. I don't think there's a scientific way they could ever prove that, especially, you know, of course, it depends on the severity of the crash, what's left over that they can examine, but you know, it's a serious problem. This is a very dangerous situation. And now it's not just a question of, hey, this is against my constitutional rights or my Civil Rights Act or my freedom of religion or medical, my sincerely held religious belief. Now we're talking about more than just these ideas and these principles that America was founded on and improved upon through the Civil Rights Act. But now it's a safety. It's literally a life or death thing. So this is what we're up against.
Now, we had announced previously about the letter that was sent up to CDC and FDA and everybody else regarding the administration of these vaccines, alleged vaccines.
Yeah.
They're nothing more than gene therapy shots under emergency use authorization. And we previously talked about this. Where are you and Josh Yoder headed with this agenda at this point?
Well, I can tell you we're working very hard together, Josh and I. Josh actually just came to the DFW area last week, and he and I and John Pierce and Maureen Steele spent a week working together. And I can tell you we're developing a coalition of partners and people to give a defense to folks like me, to groups like mine and other pilots whose unions have completely turned their backs on them, have completely left them on their own, and have joined hands with the corporations and with the FAA and with the big pharma to force us down our throats, leaving us no recourse or protection for our jobs. So it's time that we formed a group that defends the defenseless, that gives a voice to the voiceless, and it's time to stand up and put a stop to it. Because, like I said, if we don't stop it now, you can kiss your freedoms goodbye, because that's exactly what this is about, is taking your liberty and freedom. And, by the way, when you said your stock you'd sell in the various airlines, keep in mind that BlackRock owns, they own 15% of the stock in my airline. They own 15% of the stock at least in United and American and these others. They're being told what to do. This is a takeover of the capitalist system. And I know now I've opened up a whole Pandora's box. It's a completely different subject, but it's not a completely different subject. They're all interrelated. That's why this is happening, okay? That's why this is happening. This is a worldwide submission to tyranny, and it's being executed through the corporate and capitalist system, which I love the capitalist system, but I like a good, a fair capitalist system, not crony capitalism and not corrupt, tyrannical, hand-in-hand with government capitalism.
844-769-2944. Scotty in Virginia, you are on the phone with Lane Cavanaugh. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question I'd like to ask, and then I have a comment I'd also like to make. Not trying to downplay the severity of this, however, on a commercial flight, is there not two pilots in the cockpit?
There are. Always.
At okay. And my comment is, I'm a commercial driver, and you got all these commercial drivers running up and down the interstate, 80,000-pound loads, trucks vaccinated. It's not too good a scenario. 80,000 pounds, 70, 75 mile an hour, a lot of people can get killed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an even more, now the scale of destruction, if I'm not trying to do a one-upmanship or anything like that, but the aircraft I fly grosses out at 987,000 pounds. So multiply that by 600 miles an hour hitting a downtown area, and that'll get it full of hazardous material and jet fuel, and you can imagine the destruction that would cause. But, yes, you're exactly right. That is a greater risk, if you wanted to put a percentage-wise on it, because you have no one to recover your tractor-trailer if you were to lose control because you passed out. So that's a very valid point. Now, I'll tell you this. I wouldn't want my fellow pilots to become incapacitated at my V1 speed on takeoff or at a critical point in the landing the other time, because that's a very busy time that you need their help. So in theory and in practice, it could be a completely recoverable situation if one of the pilots becomes incapacitated. So that's a very valid point. However, if it happened at a critical time, at a critical phase of flight or during an emergency, it could have very catastrophic consequences.
Yeah, we appreciate your call, Scotty. Thanks so much. Mark in Iowa, you're on the phone with Lane Cavanaugh. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to know if you're familiar with the Boeing installed in their jets in 1999 before 9/11. They installed if someone hijacks the jet, they can put everybody asleep in the cockpit. They can put all the passengers asleep. And back in the old days, they would put like an AWAC up in the air, Air Force, and then they would take control of the jet and fly a remote control. But they have this technology and the software and the hardware where they can actually do this. I think they probably used this in 9/11, but if something did happen to the pilot and the co-pilot and navigator and all that, they could actually take control of the jet. Do you know about that technology?
No, I don't know anything about that. And I fly a very large, very automated, very modern Boeing jet. Now, I could depressurize the aircraft and put everybody to sleep from starving them from oxygen. We have that, but that wouldn't be a good idea. The emergency mask would drop and the passengers would have at least 10 minutes of oxygen, but that's in order to get down to a safe altitude so they could breathe normally again. I'm not aware of anything like that, sir. I'm sorry. I haven't heard of anything like that.
We appreciate your call, Mark. Thanks so much. GiveSendGo, by the way, .com. What is the, when they go to GiveSendGo.com, Lane, where do they donate?
Well, if you go to GiveSendGo, it's called the Atlas Freedom Fund. So ATLAS, sorry, that's Alpha Tango, Lima, Alpha, Sierra, Freedom Fund. It says campaign created by Rich. And guys, I got to tell you, there is nowhere that you could send your money that you will get a bigger return or bang for your buck, because we are where the rubber meets the road. These funds are going directly to our legal defense, to save the jobs of our pilots, to stop the tyranny in general. And let me tell you, we all have a fight to make. This is our line in the sand. I'm a lifelong Texan, and this is my line in the sand, and this is my line in the sand at the Alamo, and this is a line I'm not going to cross. We have to each fight our battles in our own theater, and this is our theater. You know, I never got the privilege to serve in the U.S. military or to fight for my country, but this is my fight for my country. This is where I'm making my stand right now, and I'm willing to sacrifice everything to make it happen, and we have to. And, you know, if just enough of us do that, if just enough, we don't even need a majority. If we just had a small minority that stood up and said, this far and no farther, no, I will not comply, we can stop this. And I believe we will stop it. We're going to win. We're going to win in a big way. And I want people to be energetic and enthusiastic about this because they have every right to be. We're going to win.
844-769-2944. Phone lines are still open to take your calls for Lane Cavanis, who's on the phone with us here. He's with Airline Pilots for Health Freedom. He's working with Josh Yoder. Josh Yoder's been on the show before, usfreedomflyers.org. And the thing is more and more people are banding together. So far, we've managed to chuck the masks on public transportation and airlines, and the TSA is not enforcing it at the airport. This, to me, is seemingly a step in the right direction since we know the masks didn't work in the first place. You guys never wore masks in the cockpit, did you?
They tried to force. Before we go much further, I'm sorry I didn't catch it before. I am only representing usfreedomflyers.org, just to be clear. I don't represent anyone else. So
segment that we're doing here.
Right. So I just want to make that clear. USFreedomFlyers.org is who I'm working with and for and in concert with. And I'm sorry, the question about Matt. In the beginning, you know, they were scaring everybody to death. And I'll tell you, Dave, that to me, this is the biggest source, one of the biggest sources of problems that we could have. Forget about incapacitated pilots. But now we have pilots that are so paranoid and they've been stirred into such a frenzy, both by the media, by the airline management, that they are questioned. They are interrogating each other before they even got on the flight deck. We meet in flight ops, and you've got highly politicized, pilots that start immediately questioning all the other members of the flight crew. Are you vaccinated? If you're not vaccinated, you're going to wear a mask for the entire flight. And you get a very, you get people getting into arguments and shouting matches. And now you've just set up the perfect scenario. And even after someone calms down after this, you've set up the perfect scenario where you're not talking, you're not communicating effectively. It's very bad CRM, and it's setting up a situation that, forget about people becoming incapacitated. It's a well-documented fact that poor CRM is directly related to aircraft incidents and accidents. So we've got a very toxic atmosphere as well. Now, many people are able to put that away. I don't even bring the subject up because I want to avoid this situation. We want to be professional in the cockpit. We want to be very safe and do our jobs well. We take a lot of pride in that. But it's become so politicized, and it's become such a hot issue that you have people shouting and screaming and cursing at each other on the flight deck over their quote-unquote vaccination status. So very, very unhealthy situation.
Well, if you're holding a grudge in the cockpit, I can't see how you can logically use your smarts when you're sitting there thinking about the fact the person sitting across from you didn't take the jab like you did. I find it very difficult. And then you're going to take it out on the flight crew?
Yeah, and it doesn't happen. And I'm not going to bring up the name of my airline. We'll talk about that later. But when you have the CEO of my airline making statements like, well, you know, these vaccinated pilots don't feel safe flying with unvaccinated pilots, that doesn't help. That does not help the situation. I'm sorry. It's a very dangerous and negligent comment to make, very, very reckless comment to make. Does not help.
Yeah, see, they're making a profit, they're making a salary, and they're putting everybody else at risk. They don't have to worry about it, which really irks me because, you know, I used to fly an awful lot, Lane, and I'm really reluctant to get in an aircraft these days. So, it's one of those. But everybody else, you know, seems to think it's normal because the government said it's okay.
Well, you know, when you're a child, you believe everything your parents tell you and the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and everything else. So, but we all have to grow up eventually and think for ourselves. So it's time that people start to think for themselves, question everything. And just because you see it on television that's probably a reason to not believe it at this point.
So I'm standing in line waiting to board the aircraft, and I see the pilot crew and everybody, the three bars and the four bars, you know, in their suits, walk in there with the flight crew, and they're all putting on a happy face. Can I assume that they're not going to get into an argument in the cockpit?
Yeah, look, they should always be professional, okay? And I would assume, I can't assume anything. I can't say that, hey, those guys are going to be in a fight in a few minutes in the flight deck. I love what I do. I do. There's nothing else I would rather do. There's other things I could do, and I think I'd do well at them. But there's nothing else I'd rather do. And I'll tell you, it's always been my practice to keep it a number one, safe atmosphere, but number two, enjoyable and fun. If you're enjoying your job and you're actually having fun flying the airplane, and I'm not talking about being reckless. I'm talking about enjoying your job and taking pride in what you do and enjoying the people you're working with. You do such a far better job because it's an enjoyable experience. People are engaged. People are giving their opinions. People are speaking up when they see something that could, the aircraft could be flown better or there's a situation that needs to be addressed. People aren't afraid to speak up, and people do speak up, and it's just such a safer, more enjoyable environment for the crew. We're creating an environment where that's no longer the case, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, we will keep in touch with you because we know that there are things happening in your future as well as those who you represent, usfreedomflyers.org. The Gifts and Go account, once again, is Atlas Freedom Fund. Remember that. Lane Cavanaugh, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have you back again soon. Take care.
Hey, thank you, sir.
All right, there you have it. We're going to be back with Perry Arledge on the this great bentonite clay after the break. Stay with us.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.